This week on Radio Labyrinth, why is Garth Brooks making every concert ticket the exact same price? Has Hollywood gone too far with AI? We break down the backlash over Netflix recreating Gene Wilder's voice and why Harry Shearer is trying to protect his own legacy. Charles Barkley was invited to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding, so why did he say no thanks? His reason surprised all of us. Plus, Emmy surprises, trailer trashed, and plenty of the usual Radio Labyrinth nonsense. Guys all had a good 4th of July.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. Or I did.
Yeah. Did you light any fire? Did you keep all your fingers?
We did. We did keep all our fingers.
Good.
But Jones did the first firework he lit off. Like, I wasn't out there. I was in the pool with the kids. And he was like, check it out.
Yeah. What kind of firework was it that he was holding with his hand?
I don't know.
A Roman candle?
It was loud. It was like a firework.
Like a mortar? He was holding it?
Yeah.
I kept trying to watch the Washington fireworks, the record-breaking fireworks, but they kept pushing it back and pushing it back. Eventually, I was like, I just went to bed.
Well, we had them anyway.
I saw them the next day.
They were beautiful.
We had fireworks show in Tucker on Friday night, and then Saturday we lit some off. I bought some. Gilbert likes the dog that poops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yes.
It's just a snake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's snakes come out of the dog's mouth. Yeah, so, yeah, 4th of July was great. Yeah, Jeff, you're going to the Knoxville Fanboy Expo. What is that? Tell us.
Yeah, it's a convention like Dragon Con.
Yeah, anybody famous there?
Yeah, Shia's going to be there, my cousin.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there's quite a few people going to be there. Linda Hamilton.
You related to her?
No. The Happy Days, Don Most, Anson Williams, and Henry Winkler are all going to be there.
Saying that Knoxville. Don Most wouldn't sign?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything for Don Most to sign. Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins from the Pirate movie are going to be there.
Okay.
I'm going to get them to sign my DVD.
Wasn't Chris Atkins also in the Blue Lagoon?
Blue Lagoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Fred Dreyer is going to be there. Get Hunter to sign something.
Hunter.
Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah, Jim J. Bullock. Those are the two daughters and Jim J. Bullock are both going to be there from Too Close for Comfort.
Well...
We're waiting.
Dude, that's a pretty cool thing. But you got to say hi to everybody for Lizzie.
Yeah, well.
For sure.
How did you get those? Did you get free tickets?
Yeah, I covered them before a couple of years ago, and I just asked them if we could do it again.
Get some interviews.
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed.
Get one interview. Get one person to say hello. Say that Dustin, I texted Dustin, and I said, I need an audiobook to listen to, and he suggested We Are Legion. By Dennis.
Yeah, we've been telling you that for quite a while now. What are we on, book 7 now?
First time I ever heard about it was the other day. Never heard about it before. Not once. Jeff, did you go to the Burt Kreischer recording?
No. Kevin Jackson did, though, and I guess he was part of the show. He got heckled or something.
His daughter, yeah.
What did they do? How did they get to be part of the show, did he say?
No, he didn't say. Maybe we could get him to come on and tell us.
How come you didn't go? You usually go to these things.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday night, and... tickets were $70.
You had to pay?
Yeah, I would have had to pay to go.
That's not cool. They should have let you in.
Oh, they were filming, so Marcy couldn't give free ticket.
Oh. But this is for his show, right?
Yeah, Free Bert.
Uh-huh. All right, let's do some stories. Mariska Hegarty, you guys know who that is. She's from, she's Olivia Benson. On Law & Order SVU, the longest-running, probably television procedural show in history, 25 years. She is also Jane Mansfield's daughter.
Yeah, give her a break. Her mom was killed.
Yeah, I know.
She was in the back seat.
Isn't she a product of...
On the show, she is.
No, I think in real life, she is.
I don't think so. I don't think... No, her father...
I could be totally
Her father's
wrong.
Grizzly Adams, right? Dan Hegarty.
No, her father's not Dan Hegarty. Mariska Hegarty is hosting the Emmy Awards. I thought they were supposed to have funny people.
First time they've had a woman do it by herself since...
Yeah, it's been 20 years or something.
What, Jane Lynch was the last one to do it?
Mariska Hegarty had two significant father figures in her life, the Hungarian bodybuilder and actor Mickey Hegarty, who raised her as his own, and the Italian singer and former Las Vegas entertainer Nelson Sardelli. who was her biological father.
Well, and she has a close relationship with him, so whatever I said doesn't...
Well, she said that on
the show. Doesn't float.
Wait, Grizzly Adams is not her dad?
No, Grizzly Adams is not her dad. And her mother died when she was very, very young. And her character, Olivia Benson, was a product of that.
Maybe that's where I'm getting it confused there.
Yes, of SA. Yeah. She was a product of SA. Well, anyway, she's hosting the Emmy Awards, the 78th Primetime Emmy Awards. She'll become the first woman to host it. When the show airs live on NBC and Peacock on September 14th, a lot of nominations came out. Everybody's happy that The Pitt led the nominations, but the show that we all dug, Widow's Bay, 19 nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. More than any other first-year series, The Pitt got 25, and of course, Hacks got 24. Hacks is like Frasier. It's just going to, as long as it's on, it's just going to win.
Yeah, it's over now.
How many did A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms get? I think it got like 9 or something.
I didn't look that deep into it, but I bet you it did very well. It should. It was a great show. 9, outstanding drama, cinematography, fantasy, sci-fi, costumes, production design, all that shit. The other, House of the Dragon is great. My God, episode 3. That's a real good show.
Yeah,
I'm so pleased with the season so far.
Serial killer and country singer Garth Brooks is an... I'm kidding. He's not a serial killer.
Yeah, where's the bodies, Garth?
He could be a serial killer. We don't know.
We don't know, but this all comes from the Your Mom's House podcast and their hilarious jokes about Garth Brooks being a serial killer. He's announced an arena tour with all the tickets at the same price, which I kind of dig that. And they're still expensive, but I like it. You know, buy your tickets, pay the same price. If you're lucky, you get to sit in the front row. If not, you sit in the back row. I don't know how he's going to prevent people from reselling them, though.
Yeah.
That's $154 that's in the front row, and it costs $154 that's sitting in the nosebleed back row.
Yep. And it's 140 something. In total, it's 154.
Oh, okay.
With the fees and stuff. I've always been a fan of his. He got popular when I did my first stint as a country radio disc jockey. So I would do country radio at night. Do AM adult contemporary during the day, and I worked almost 7 days a week because on the weekends it was a race. It was just I worked all the time. And Garth, it was his second album, and like we played everything off of it. And so I kind of dug him, but I never got to see him do a full show. I saw Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood together on stage at a radio convention, but all he did was sing James Taylor songs. Which was weird.
That's odd.
I was in New York when he did that free concert in Central Park, but I didn't go.
You did not go? Why not? You weren't a fan.
I wasn't into Garth Brooks.
I think that was the first country album I listened to when I was 8, when we moved to Georgia. Because my older sister was like, we're in Georgia now. I guess we gotta listen to country.
You gotta start drinking sweet tea and listening to Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, here's the Garth Brooks tape.
Netflix is facing criticism after releasing a teaser for its upcoming competition series, Wonka's The Golden Ticket, which recreates the voice of Gene Wilder using AI.
Terribly. Did you listen to it?
Yeah. It's awful.
God, it sounded terrible. Why don't they just get Jeff Richards to do it?
Did they? Did the family allow this?
They did.
Yeah, she did. The wife did, yeah.
Yeah, they should probably disallow it.
Gene Wilder remarried after?
Yeah.
Gilda. Okay, I didn't know that.
He was really, really sad after Gilda died, and then he met this woman, and she was amazing, and, you know, she took care of him. But don't let people use his voice. I mean, they're all doing it now. They're all doing it. Even people who are living are doing it now. Like, you know, Michael Caine, we talked about that. This is what's going to happen. These AI apps are going to keep people alive. And doing voiceovers that shouldn't be doing the voiceovers.
Just, I thought the voice just sounded terrible. I don't. If they're going to do it, at least do it good.
Yeah, or like you said, get Jeff Richards.
Yeah, get somebody that does a really good impression of him to do it.
And Harry Shearer saying that he's considering legal protections for his voice and his likeness because he doesn't want them using it after he's gone. Could you imagine him capturing his voice and using it on The Simpsons forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he wants that. I, but I'm sure they'll make a deal. You know, if Fox can make money off of that and the people doing the Simpsons voices.
Hopefully the Simpsons will have ended its run before he passes away.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Is it ever going to end? I don't know if it will.
I think it's got 2 more years renewed, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Does people still watch it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still funny. It's not in its heyday anymore.
It's kind of like South Park. It's so topical. It can just keep going.
Did any of you guys go to the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wedding? Lizzie, I would assume you would have been there.
I can't tell you.
I signed an NDA.
I will say I got an invitation. Okay.
Yeah. Like Charles Barkley.
I had to turn it down. I don't do weddings or funerals. You know, I mean, I don't want to go to that. I mean, I met Travis and his brother. I like them. I met T-Swift one time. But, you know, I don't need to do that crap. I don't need to go to a shit show like that or a crap show. I could just play golf. I like to play golf or go shopping at Publix at Ansley Mall or tell Tim Andrews to wash his car. I think that's what I'd rather do than go to a wedding.
Oh, I do think it's ridiculous that they have their wedding at Madison Square Garden.
Of course it is.
And the fact that their invitations were so like cryptic.
Uh-huh.
Well, also they didn't have enough seating, which I think is hilarious.
How do you not have enough seating at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, they closed off all of the actual stadium seating and just had it on the floor. And so they said tables and chairs, but they didn't have enough.
Jeez. And Paul McCartney was there. He sang, what do you think? I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. And even weirder, Adam Sandler did the service.
Officiated.
Yeah.
That is weird, but why was Paul McCartney there? Is he friends with them?
With her. Yeah.
Look at that.
And then I don't know what Stevie Nicks sang, but she was also there and performed.
Yeah, I think they performed. I think I read they performed together.
Okay.
That so Taylor was on the stage a lot of the night performing.
Okay. And then she didn't have neither of them had a wedding party. His brother was sort of his best dude. And I guess her brother was the dude of honor instead of the maid of honor. But I have this feeling that she doesn't have any friends, really. Like, she has surface level friends, like celebrity friends, but
yeah.
Do you think she has, you know, friends from high school or friends from college? I don't know.
I bet you, from what I understand, everyone that she went to high school with didn't like her in high school because she was
famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She had Blake Lively. They were like best friends.
But they didn't even go.
That whole like weird lawsuit with It Begins With Us happened.
Right.
Like, she's the godmother to Blake Lively's kids.
Wow.
So scandalous.
No gift.
$10,000 in pizza.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'd rather do that than, you know, the chicken or the fish or the steak. What kind of New York style pizza? So I imagine it wasn't Papa John's or Pizza Hut.
Apparently, they did a separate ceremony where they got married like the day before or a few days before, and like this was just the party.
I think it's tone deaf, you know, when a time when people are struggling to do an extravagant wedding like that. However, at least they kept it hidden and nothing came out. You know what I mean? She's sort of not rubbing it in the face of people. And where else are you going to have it where you can keep it, you know, private?
But why did you have to have 1,000 fame? Are you really friends with all of those 1,000 famous people?
No, but famous people expect to go to... When royalty gets married, famous people expect to attend.
Yeah, well, I took that invitation and I ripped it up. So I was like, this is ridiculous.
I gave my invite to Conan.
Well, Lizzie, you can come to my next wedding if I ever get married again. Or you can meet me at Bansley Park Publix, but just leave me and don't bother me while I'm shopping.
Oh, I'll say hi.
You can't. I don't care if you say hi, but you can scratch off my lottery tickets.
Don't bother me while I'm buying my lottery ticket.
Yeah, I'm doing my scratchers. I'm doing my scratchers right now.
Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by the Punchline Comedy Club in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner, the Punchline is Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub. Get yourself a nice meal, have a couple of drinks, make sure you tip your wait staff, and satisfy any cravings you have while you are laughing. On July 10th through the 12th, Tina Frimmel. On the 11th, Rowdy Roger. On the 12th, Demetrius Fields. July 16th, Michelle Traina. July 17th and 18th, Michelle Ryder, also known as Shelly Belly. If you want tickets and you're a Patreon member, just send me a message and we'll hook you up. You don't have to do it on Patreon. You can just send it directly to me. Most of you are following me. For tickets and information, go to punchline.com. Trailer trash, Dune 3. Are you guys going to go see? I haven't seen Dune 2 yet. Should I watch Dune 2?
Yeah, Dune 2 is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen Dune 2, but the Dune 3 trailer looks really, really good.
Yes.
Sorry, Jeff.
I'm just saying I'm not going to see it in the theater. I'll see it when it streams.
Me too. Did you guys like Nightborne? Did that trailer that I put in there? Did you watch that with Rupert Grint?
That looks crazy.
Yeah.
It looks creepy and crazy, and I'm going to go see that. Or, you know, wait.
It looks like some kind of Scandinavian nightmare.
Let's get Ron Weasley. To be a horror movie.
Well, me and Alistair were watching that. I was like, hey, I gotta watch the stuff and look over the stuff for the show. He was like, that movie looks crazy. And he goes, that's Ron Weasley. That's Ron Weasley.
Run.
And the Les Miserables, that's completely in French. Another version, not the musical. There was a version. God, was it Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson and who's the woman from Homeland who cries all the time?
Claire Danes.
Yeah, Claire Danes was in that. And Liam Neeson. I'm Jean Valjean. That was a good one.
What year was that?
Sometime in the 90s or the 2000s.
Like 92, 93.
No,
but that's not the Anne Hathaway one.
Yes, it was here. I was here when I saw it. So it was in the 2000s, wasn't it? Anne Hathaway was in it, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's the same one.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway was...
And it had Wolverine in it, too.
Yep, he was Jean Valjean.
No, Wolverine is in the musical.
We're all getting the musical version.
That's the one I'm talking about.
No. All right, well, here we go. We got to get...
See, there's too many.
Just got to go to Google.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, it's musical.
Yes. What's the matter with you, Cosette? But she's too old to be Cosette in that, wasn't she? Les Miserables 2012, huh? Okay, well, look at this one, 2012. I love Les Mis, the musical, by the way. I know all the songs. It's one of my favorites. Hugh Jackman was Jean Valjean. Russell Crowe was tone-deaf Javert. Anne Hathaway was Fantine. So, yes, she was older. And Amanda Seyfried was Cosette. And that's the main cast, although Eddie Redmayne was Marius. Now, let's see, Les Miserables, when did the movie come out? There was a TV series. They've done so many adaptations.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, that was 1998, because I think I saw it here. I did see it. Jeff, did you see it?
No.
Well, I don't know who I saw it with, but that had Uma Thurman as Fantine.
Oh, I've never even seen that movie. Yeah.
It's not a musical. It's just an adaptation. Jeffrey Rush was Javert. Liam Neeson. What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done? Become a thief in the night. Become a dog on the run. Have I fallen so far and is the hour so late that nothing remains of the cry of my hate? The cries in the dark that nobody hears. Here where I stand at the turning of the years. Hey, it's your former president, George W. Bush. I seem to have forgotten how to do the voice, but hopefully by the end of this commercial, I'll have it figured out. I was just out in Chicago at the unveiling of the Obama Presidential Library and Prison. And it just looks like a prison, that's all. It's a nice big cement building. It's very lovely. And besides, people love me now that I paint instead of rule, but I tell you what, we can all agree on is good pizza. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is a family-owned, and I love that, restaurant in Conyers. And they've been serving the East Metro since 1983. They offer the best Greek and Italian specialties made fresh to order. Open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays from 12 to 9, and of course they're closed on Sundays, so you can go fishing with your family. Because I believe that the man and fish can coexist peacefully, and you should be able to put food on your family.
They also got a food truck. So if you're interested in booking a food truck for a corporate or private event, please contact Mike at 770-483-6228. Thanks for listening to Radio Labyrinth and for all your continued support.
While we have you for a few minutes, tell us about the second feature that has been filmed at your pizza restaurant, Atlanta Pizza in Euro and Conyers.
The movie, as it were, it's a vertical production.
That's why you're vertical.
Made to be viewed, exactly. Made to be viewed on a phone or a device, like if you know whatever. And they shot for a day in March of this year. And it's, the movie's already out. It's on Torque's TTV app. Yeah. And
what's it called?
Called Chef's Kiss. About a chef who gets dumped by his girlfriend who's pregnant, and she doesn't tell him she's pregnant because she doesn't want to ruin his dream of becoming a chef. And so he becomes a famous chef, basically very successful, and she happens to get a job in his restaurant, so be it, and things unravel and re-ravel and whatever. But it's a, you know, it's a cute little movie. Yeah, I mean, there's scenes where I'm actually on camera, which was kind of not the plan, but it happened. I was pretty happy they asked me, but I wish I had decided to wear a hat because you could see the back of my head, which is a big bald spot. So it's one of those things. I'm vain about it.
Everybody go check out Torix, T-O-R-I-X .TV. And yes, Mike, before we let you go, anything you want to plug besides the movie?
We're doing trivia on Tuesday nights. You know, we're doing our normal thing with the beers and all. I've got quite a few beers that are under $4 or $4. And you guys, if you're out on the outside of town, come see us.
We need to come out there soon.
Yeah. We you do. I appreciate you guys so much, but I always enjoy listening to you too. Good to see you all.
You too, man.
Good to see you too, Mike.
Thanks for coming, Mike.
Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Views.
Jeff, let's do views or snooze.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie starts on the 9th on Netflix. Anybody going to view it?
I probably will, but then I'll probably snooze it.
Yeah.
I just feel like it can't be done as well as they did it.
No, it'll look too polished.
Yeah.
Not dirty enough.
And it doesn't have...
Michael Landon in it?
Yeah, thank you. Michael Landon.
Well, they tried, but he kept falling apart.
Yes. Yeah.
That guy that got, he has an English accent too, and he's not using it in the show.
I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Landon as Paul is like the perfect specimen of man.
Right. Half pint.
When he wasn't shit faced drunk and yelling at everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to view it, at least the first one.
You could hear their hearts beating a lot because the microphones were concealed under their shirt. So you're left on the old show. I'm going to watch one of them just to see if I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch one, too. This show, I might have to resubscribe to MGM Plus for this one. It's called The Westies. J.K. Simmons and Titus Welliver about the Irish Mafia.
In the 80s?
In New York City.
Why does this have to be on 80s, MGM Plus? Yeah. Can't they put it on something people have? I'm not going to subscribe.
Well, it'll roll over. Probably like, you know, a few weeks later. They seem to be doing that with everything with MGM. Like Project Hail Mary debuted on MGM for like 2 weeks and then it rolled over to Prime.
Rolls over to what? Oh, to Prime?
Amazon Prime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but that's because I don't have 3 hours to chunk aside. I want to watch it.
That's good. Won't be bored at all.
It's good, but when I finally got to see it, I didn't like it.
I haven't seen
really?
It.
Yeah.
I want to read the book.
I read the book four times.
You like the book?
I love the book. And it's like all the foundation of the story is like just kind of glossed over. I mean, I like the acting, the characters, the choices that they made for it. Rocky, all of it was really well done.
The voice of Rocky was good.
Yeah, but just the overall, the story just didn't have the same heart pull that it had, that the book had.
Yeah, I think you probably needed to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed it when I saw it. That's called The Westies. It's coming on the 12th. Titus Welliver. Tim's buddy, Titus Welliver.
Yeah, man. I'm going to watch that for sure.
And then Hot Ones Extra Heat. This is a Netflix Hot Ones series that they're going to roll out whenever they have like a special event.
Eating on a volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind of the next evolution for this show. I saw it doing this a few years ago, but I'm surprised it took them that long to do it.
What is it?
It's just going to be Hot Ones, but hosted
like
by...
It's like the...
The YouTube show.
Wing eating show?
Yeah, but like on a bigger scale with bigger
gonna
people. Like and,
if somebody's having a new... Like Eddie Murphy's going to have a new movie on Netflix, then he would have to go on Hot Ones to promote it. And it'll run like before the movie.
It might not be as fun or as organic.
What's his name's really good host.
He's a good interviewer.
Sean Evans. Yeah, he's an amazing interviewer. And he always pulls out the greatest questions. It's not, you know, your standard press junket stuff. I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to view it.
It's staff pick time. I'll just go first. I enjoyed More Stories, which is Jay Moore's podcast. And this week's guest is Chris Parnell, who I also enjoy.
They both got fired from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and they both kind of go into why they each did it. And Jay definitely regretted it a lot more than Chris did. I think we ought to get Jay on here. I ought to try to get him on.
You've tried. Remember, and he rejected you.
He owes me one, so
he does owe you one. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a super famous podcaster now, so maybe he'll just, you know.
Yeah, he might.
Didn't you try once and he didn't even get back to you?
Yeah, his dude put me off like three times and then didn't get back to me. But I'm I can go straight to Jay. I got his number.
Yeah, go straight to Jay. Tell him I said hi.
Yes.
And once he hears on our podcast.
Once he hears about Lizzie, he's totally in. So that's mine. Go ahead, Dustin.
Let's see. I got the 2000 movie The Cell. came out on 4K.
Uh-huh.
With J-Lo and Vincent D'Onofrio and Vince Vaughn.
It wasn't as bad a movie as everybody said it was. I enjoyed it.
I always liked it.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, it was kind of like Dreamscape.
Yeah.
In a way, but, you know, J-Lo'd.
It's probably the only thing that I've really seen of hers that I've been like, oh, that's interesting. That's really good.
Well, it's what's his name? Tarsem Singh, the guy that directed it. The only reason he made that movie at all was because it helped him finance The Fall, which is probably it's one of the greatest movies in the last 50 years. But yeah, it looks great on 4K. I mean, his Vincent D'Onofrio's character in that is the most evil monster of a character I've ever seen. I wish he would get more recognition for it, but good movie.
Cool.
I felt bad for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he had his issues.
Like, you see his childhood and stuff. Like, that's what makes it, makes
and
it.
And you also get to see a horse in 36 pieces.
Yeah.
Great.
I did Outlast the Jungle, which is on Netflix, which Jeff has told me about. It's like a survival competition show, but it's really fun.
There's three seasons of that, by the way.
Yeah, we've watched them.
You watched all of them.
But Outlast the Jungle is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's the producer on that show. Do you know that?
I know. Me and Jones like gave each other a high five when we saw that for some reason. Yeah. We like, why did we just get excited about that?
Mine's Lucky, the new show from the guy that made Banshee, Jonathan Tropper. This is Anya Taylor-Joy doing an action show.
Yeah, it looks good. I like the preview.
Oh, I like William Fichtner, isn't it? I love William Fichtner.
Timothy Oliphant, too. Annette Bening.
Timothy Oliphantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. And I love the creator, Jonathan Tropper, from Banshee and Warrior and Your Friends and Neighbors.
I'm going to need something else to watch. One more staff pick. I've been telling you guys I'm involved in a sketch comedy show where I'm just doing Trump. The name of the sketch comedy group is My Dead Cat Rhonda. The name of the show is Almost Damn Good Sketch Comedy. It's directed by Kelly Balsley. And there's a link here where you can go and get tickets if you want to go. There's three shows. But let me see. So, yeah, if you're interested, click that link. And that's in the it's in the body of the, you know, if you YouTube, it's everywhere. It's in the text, too. Speaking of the YouTube, hey, remember to like, rate, and review us, please. I don't know about reviews, but hey, leave a comment. Leave a comment in the old comment down there. Tell us what you think about certain things and other ideas and stuff. Please leave a comment. Like, subscribe, turn on the alerts. Leave comments on the audio if you are. And I know a lot of people, we took a hit because iTunes stopped refreshing us. And I heard from people, a couple different people, it's not showing up there. And one was drunk and arguing with this person. And I said, well, just, you know, update your app. I said, oh, how about this? Why don't you unfollow and then refollow? So he unfollowed and refollowed and boom, there it was. So I don't know what's going on with iTunes, but it never stopped refreshing in Spotify or Amazon Music. So I don't know what the deal was, but it's back. And so there it is.
Tim Cook said he didn't like you.
Yes, I don't like you. It's purple. It's crying. But hey, man, we love you to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member for $5. It's super simple. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And I'm former MLB agent Joshua Kuznick. I'll send you a bunch of baseball cards. You'll get a dead guy, an autograph. And if you're a Trump voter, don't listen to my show. Go to hell. You're not getting any baseball cards from me. I am former MLB agent Joshua Kuznick. If there's not anything else we need to discuss, please remember to... Oh, by the way, thank you to my call for coming up. Please remember to keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon. Keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.